Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We have Mego in for Keith again today. We got some Would You Rathers here. Mego, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Billy, what's first up?
All right, first up, would you rather keep Craig Breslow or Alex Cora?
Okay, so the Red Sox can only keep one. They keep Breslow. You're in charge, Mego. They keep Breslow or Cora. Who would you rather keep?
I'm going with Breslow, and not because I love or have so much confidence in Breslow, but I'm just curious at this point, would a team that would be headed up by somebody not Alex Cora would look like, because we've seen the same team pretty much year after year after year, and we're at a point now where I don't think you can just look at ownership and say they don't spend anymore. Ownership is spending, and we're seeing the same mistakes.
Well, ish. I mean, they just dumped Devers' contract, but
okay,
I get what you mean.
In the offseason.
In the offseason, they did.
In the offseason. Yeah. And it, look, Cora didn't even want to talk to Devers about the situation that it got to with first base, so I would go with Breslow.
I also would go with Breslow. I will allow for, if Cora's going to start cheating like crazy again, then I am a little more interested.
He's dipping a toe in the water there.
If he's going to be doing that again, and we talked about this yesterday, then I'm a little more open to Alex Cora hanging around. No, to me, it's Breslow. Breslow, for all the hate he gets from the Red Sox fan base, and I feel like I'm back in the days of defending Dave Dombrowski. People at the end hated Dave Dombrowski and what he did to the farm system. They all have amnesia about it. Twitch chat's going to be like, no one hated Dombrowski Jones. Get ready for it, Bego. But at the end, people hated what Dombrowski did to the farm system. It was all so short-sighted. He signs all these big contracts. He trades for all these guys. He's decimated the farm system. So I defended Dombrowski then. I'll defend Breslow now, because I like the moves.
We could look back and say we've won more games than we otherwise would have because of the way that this roster is now able to come together.
I'm not going to defend that, but I'll defend Breslow because I like the moves he's made largely. It's not perfect. The Walker Buehler signing stinks, but you know, getting Crochet, getting Bregman, getting Chapman, getting Narvaez, even the Giolito signing is looking better and better. I'll evaluate him on the track record. I think he's been pretty good. I never defended Bloom because I never liked any of the moves Bloom made. So to me, I would keep Breslow, and I would let I would let a GM here. They should have done it with Bloom. They should do it with Breslow. I would let the GM actually hire his manager instead of ownership, overreaching. I shouldn't say overreaching. They do whatever they want. But, you know, not pairing together baseball ops and your manager, your field manager. I think that's been an issue and why things have been so out of whack and communication has been so poor. They're not, to use their word, aligned. And the reason they're not is because they don't let the GM hire the manager.
Yeah, it's logical in most places that the guy who does the hiring with everything else would hire the manager. I'm not as high on Breslow as you are. All the reasons that you stated, I don't sign off on all of them. I'm really just curious as to whether we're at a point now that the only common underlying factor of these teams being mediocre to bad year after year after year after year is ownership or Cora. And so you remove Cora, then you finally have an answer of the cheese stands alone.
Right.
When the cheese stands alone, you point to it and you say, it's cheese John Henry. You can't. There's no other fall guys.
Yeah. I mean, look, if we could move on from ownership, I would do that. But they're not firing themselves.
Not when they're building all these mixed-use buildings all around Fenway Park.
So we both say Breslow. Okay, we're in agreement there. What else, Billy?
Would you have rather Brad Marchand return to the Bruins or Al Horford returns to the Celtics?
Okay, so you can change the Bruins offseason, Marchand, instead of the crappy moves they made yesterday, or Horford back on the Seas. Answer that how you want. That puts the Celtics in the second apron. You got to peel pieces off, et cetera, et cetera. Which would you rather, Mego?
I think it's pretty obvious. I would go with Horford, even though he is 39, and this is probably going to be his last contract. And it doesn't really align with what they're looking at with Tatum's likely return in a whole year off. But, like, they don't have a starting center on the team right now. So at least with Horford, you have like 75% of a starting center. And then I don't know exactly who you're trotting out on the nights when he can't play the second half of a back-to-back. But it makes more sense if he was going to take a bit of a sweetheart deal and get $8 million or something like that. Then you could at least work with that for the next year or two. It's just unfortunate, the situation that the CBA and everything else puts them in right now.
So, look, I would be very interested if Horford came back. I'd have zero problem with it. I don't think it's going to happen. Marchand obviously did not happen. I'll go with Marchand on this one.
Because you love him.
Well, I did, and then, you know, there was sort of a point of no return. I'm a ride-or-die guy, Mego. And so when he turned on my guy, Keefe, I got to go against my other guy, Brad Marchand, which I guess actually doesn't make me a ride or die guy at the end of the day.
Yeah, I was going to say, which one?
I turned my back on
Marchand. Which one are you ride or die for?
My most convenient one. And so, no, but if Marchand came back, number one, it'd be way better than what they did. And number two, we could watch Keefe squirm a little bit because, you know, everybody would be like, oh, in your face, Keefe, you don't know anything. Even though he's been proven very, very much right on his Brad Marchand scoop. So I'll go with Marchand. Out of those, I can't defend what the Bruins did yesterday. I don't think they were ever really in on Brad Marchand, but if I could make it so, bring back Marchand. I would rather that. What else do we have, Bill?
Would you rather eat a hot dog or a hamburger?
Okay, so you only get one. You get one choice at the grill. What are you taking on the 4th of July, a hot dog or a hamburger? Mego.
Can I throw cheese on the hamburger?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Cheeseburger will be allowed. Yeah, I'm sorry. A cheeseburger is allowed. I thought you were going to say, could I go chicken kebabs or could I go with a steak? I was going to say no. Cheese on a hamburger is allowed. Yeah, that's allowed.
I realize bacon on the burger?
Sure. Toppings, however you want.
You can put a fried egg on the burger?
On the hot dog or the hamburger, you can put whatever you want on it.
You put a fried egg on that cheeseburger?
I mean, look, you're going to annoy who's ever on the grill, but sure, you could ask them to put an egg on there.
I think we're answering it with all these questions. Nobody's asking what you can put on the hot dog.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going hamburger.
Just don't put ketchup on it.
I would definitely go hamburger. I like hot dogs. I know glizzies are trendy right now. The whole glizzy joke. I'm guzzling glizzies.
Mego,
what?
Sorry, do you put ketchup on your hot dog?
Yeah, why is
okay,
that?
Thank you. I don't
why
know.
Is
I
that
hate
a problem?
That think
I just
that.
I
hate people who argue about hot dogs.
They talk about it like it's a steak.
Yeah.
It's we don't even know what kind of meat it is, and you're gonna be like,
it's the opposite of a steak,
right.
I'll tell you that.
Right. And they're like, you put ketchup on your hot dog? It's like, yeah, it's garbage meat.
Arcan, you know Arcan gets all fired up about this. Arcan's like, it's only mustard.
He has a flawed palate, so he can't be trusted with any toppings.
Well, thank you. I do know that. He has the, what is it called? The cilantro affliction?
Yeah, he can't eat cilantro. It makes everything taste like soap
right,
to him.
Which
so
means,
how are we supposed to trust his judgment on any topping?
Yeah, we just rule out his entire taste buds because it's all out of whack. So I wouldn't listen to him. But yeah, ketchup on a hot dog, absolutely acceptable.
Why are people precious about what they're putting on, what other people are putting on their food anyway?
I just think people, and look, I'm certainly on this side of the street. I like to lecture people when I can.
People
like a good lecture, yeah.
I think it's really rude to comment on other people's food.
People like to break out the gavel and make their own judgments.
Yeah.
We would never do that on this show.
That's not
we
something
didn't
I do.
We lawn games
or
yesterday.
This business.
So your answer is
hamburger. Like, so clearly, hamburger, cheeseburger. Yeah, I would go with that 1,000 times over.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I basically only ate cheeseburgers at restaurants.
Sick brag, bro.
Wow.
Up until like 14, no matter what kind of restaurant I was in, all I would order from the menu was a cheeseburger.
Better than the chicken finger, kid.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just cheeseburger. If we went to a Mexican restaurant, I'd get like a, what's it called? A quesadilla.
Nice.
And that's about it. Like anything as close to a cheeseburger as I could get, it was just cheeseburgers everywhere.
So, you know what the problem becomes with children at restaurants? So Lucas pictures like mac and cheese.
Well, you know that I love the children's menu.
That's true. You do. But Lucas will picture like mac and cheese, like it's a box of Kraft mac and cheese when
and
he goes
he'll
to a restaurant.
Be sad that it has fancy cheese on it.
Oh, then we get there and it looks delicious, like this awesome looking bowl of mac and cheese. He's like, this isn't what I wanted. I'm like, that's not what they serve at restaurant. The mac and cheese you want in your head is not what they
serve
at restaurant.
Where are my little orange elbows?
Yeah, exactly. I think the way the question is worded, I only get one or the other. Like if I get unlimited, I might go hot dogs here because I could eat a trillion of them. Hamburgers, not so much. You get filled up much quicker. But I think if you get one or the other, hamburger/cheeseburger over a hot dog on the grill.
Have you seen any of those videos where the people are combining the hot dogs and hamburgers? Have you guys seen any of those,
like,
Billy?
No, I've seen one where like they have a...
Slice it long ways?
No, what they do is like they'll take like the top of a soda bottle and push the burger meat through, and it's in the shape of a hot dog.
Okay.
But they'll cook it and put it on a bun.
I saw one when... It's disgusting.
Wait a minute, what?
So they'll shape the burger into a tube.
Yeah.
Cook it. Yep.
Yeah, go
exactly.
on.
Exactly. I'll go slower.
Nice.
And then they take that burger and they slowly cook it.
I've not seen that.
But
no.
Yeah, so it's like a burger-shaped hot dog that they put on a hot dog.
What are you talking about?
So there's one I saw a video of where they take the hot dog and they slice it vertically and they kind of open it up like they're giving the hot dog an autopsy. And then they stuff burger meat into it.
That sounds...
And it makes like a diamond.
Yes, go on.
And let me it doesn't look right.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't sound... Plus, again, how who's doing that at their 4th of July cookout? Nobody. So
I'm going to...
We agree on a hamburger/cheeseburger. What's our last option there, Billy?
Would you... the goddamn Trump drop. Light your own fireworks or watch a professional fight. Watch professional fireworks.
Okay, so this is, you know, you're going AWOL, you're doing your own fireworks show or lighting off your own bottle rocket or whatever in the backyard, or you would rather lug everything to like go watch fireworks.
I am not a role model. I love lighting off my own fireworks. I love playing with fireworks, like any type of firework. I love backyard fireworks. Going to a fireworks show is fun, but in the city, like any place that you go where it's really worthwhile, it's just a pain in the neck. Like, it's just getting there so early, setting everything up, bringing all your stuff, and then the crowd dissipates. You're there for like, what, 30 minutes? And then you got to...
Have you ever watched it at the Esplanade? Have you ever done that?
I watched it from somebody's balcony.
Okay, that's way different.
Where you could see the Esplanade. I've never gone down there for the whole thing.
You could like go grab a beer out of the fridge.
Yeah.
You could go use the restroom when you needed to.
Like,
you could just go back inside and sit in the air.
When I was a kid, the option was always, growing up in Maryland, we could do backyard fireworks illegally, or we could go into the city and watch the Washington, D.C. fireworks at the Lincoln Memorial, which was really cool to do one time. But after that, we were like, especially when you had family visiting us.
That's how I feel about the Esplanade.
We all wanted to be in the backyard. It's way more fun than sitting there on a blanket for like 3 hours for something that goes on for 30 minutes.
Right. Go see the Pops on the Esplanade one time, maybe two times tops. But you don't need to keep going back and doing it. I would rather go to look, these are my options. I don't like either options. I don't really feel like sitting through fireworks. They don't do it for me. Like, they're pretty.
You don't enjoy the show?
After you see one or two, I kind of get it. I'm like, oh, okay, it's a big giant firework in the sky, and okay, here's a couple of them, and boom, 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 boom. Like, I get it pretty quickly,
you know,
into
what
it.
The best fireworks are.
What's that?
Like minor league baseball fireworks.
Yeah.
When you're in.
Oh, I thought you were describing the actual like the Bob Marley one.
Turns into a dragon.
I like the Bob Marley one. I do like that one. That's a good one.
I like the ones where they explode. It's white explosion and then they glitter in the sky. They fall down. Yeah. Those are the nice ones. Yeah.
How long until they replace fireworks with drones?
Explosion.
Say it again.
You've seen like drone shows, right?
Yeah.
How long until they replace fireworks drone shows?
They already are.
Wait,
answer your own question.
Mean? What do you mean, drone?
The drones.
Drone
like some places have like drone shows that are.
What
just
is
like
a drone show?
The drones simulate a firework, basically.
That sucks. What are you talking about? What are the drones doing? Are the drones exploding?
I think they're changing colors, forming things. Yeah, I think they're preventing forest fires and things. I think that's the idea. Is they're trying not to have start any.
Who's
raging
doing
fires.
This? Are they doing this locally?
Here in Massachusetts, yeah. I'm not sure about that, but I've seen.
Where are you hearing about this?
I can Google it. I'll Google it.
Yeah, Google
it. I'll find you a 4th of July drone show.
Are you kidding me? We're canceling fireworks now for drone shows? That is...
Well, it's a rich town. If you're replacing fireworks with a bunch of drones, I'd imagine it's a well-to-do town. Turp, I don't know if you could turn
those
around.
That's like the first sign of the apocalypse.
I would rather lug everything and go sit out for a professional fireworks show because I'm terrified of being the next Jason Pierre-Paul and not knowing
what
I'm doing.
Have you never lit off a firework?
Never. Although.
Oh, you feel powerful.
Although.
I mean, sorry. No, you don't. Nobody should play with fireworks ever.
I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America?
I don't trust myself. Like my drunk uncles that used to get out there and rifle off fireworks off the beach wall. Like I don't trust myself doing that.
Oh, fireworks on the beach. It's the best.
I don't trust myself. And so next thing I know, I'm the next Jason Pierre-Paul. Do I want to go to a fireworks show and lug everything out there and sit out there for hours and deal with the crowd and sit there for an hour watching the same fireworks over and over and over again? No, I do not.
They just play Proud to Be an American.
But I would
and
rather
everyone sways.
I would rather keep all of my appendages. And so if those are my options, that's what I would
fireworks
rather.
Fireworks are extremely dangerous.
I feel like if I set off a firework, cops would be there after one firework.
Yeah.
I'd lose a hand and the cops
would
show
up. That's what I'm saying. Well, at least they're there as first responders to help you out.
What's the penalty for fireworks now?
Well, I don't know.
Like if you're caught setting off a firework, how much trouble are you actually in Massachusetts?
I'm sure it's a fine. I don't think you're doing hard time. I'm sure it's a fine.
They're not taking you in.
I don't think so.
What if you set off like four fireworks at once?
Yeah, maybe you're
fine. And they're up in
fine
the sky.
Times four.
AI overview, Gemini.
Nice.
Fireworks can range from $10 to $100 fines and confiscated. That's
$10 fine.
Possession or use.
Mm-hmm.
Same with a $100 to $1,000 if you're selling them.
But yeah, fireworks just, distribution, that'll get right. you. Especially,
wait, so it's only $10 if you light off a firework?
Especially across
the okay, I've changed my tune. I'm gonna
fines for possessing or using fireworks can range from $10 to $100.
Fireworks are very dangerous and dogs hate them, so don't light them off. That's my PSA.
East Longmeadow, fireworks or drones this year, according to the text line. Drones replaced fireworks at a Super Bowl halftime show like 5 years ago, Mego. Not a new thing.
Says I'm so sheltered.
It did. I left that out for your...
I'm sheltered, like I don't know about big drone.
Well, yeah.
I'm naive.
In this scenario, yes.
I'm naive. I have my head in the sand when it comes to big drone. The drone's already here.
For Concord 250. I was unaware of Concord 250.
Oh, that sounds
for
awesome.
For Concord 250, they did a drone show instead of fireworks. So there you go. It is local.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
I understand.
I like it better than losing fingers, but yeah.
Okay.
Although I guess a drone, you could do the same thing.
You think drones can't... Yeah, you think drones can't hurt you?
Good point.
You're so sheltered.
Never Trevor mind. Bauer. Yeah, good one. Never mind a bad actor out there taking over the drones. 617-779-7937. We got all your phone calls there. You can discuss all the would-you-rathers, Cora or Breslow, Marchand hypothetically returning, or Al Horford, hot dog or hamburger, and, of course, lighting your own fireworks or watching a professional show. We'll do that, plus the latest on the Red Sox at the trade deadline. Breslow talked about it yesterday. You'll hear it next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. TNCs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
You've talked about buying before the deadline. Now that it's July, you start getting questions about the deadline, right? Most sites, and I know you have your own proprietary formulas, which are probably better than anything I have access to, but you know, most places have you 15, 20% chance of making the playoffs right now, today, the snapshot as we stand. Is that enough to invest in this team and go all in for this year? Do they have to show you something over the next couple of weeks to earn that? Sort of where does that decision-making process stand right now?
Well, I think all those tools, whether you're looking at ours, the things that are publicly available, they're telling us we need to win more games. And, you know, fortunately, there's a lot of games left between now and the deadline. But we came into this season with a very aggressive mindset, and we believe that we were putting together a team that was capable of making the postseason. We still believe that's the case. And so, you know, our heads right now are trying to figure out how we can improve this team and how we, you know, add in places to bolster the roster so that we can make that deep playoff run that we had anticipated.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Mego in for Keith. That was Craig Breslow last night on Nesson. I like how Tom Caron kind of teed him up for, well, you know, you guys have all these models and you have access to better info than me. And Breslow made it clear, we got to win games. I didn't like how he said there's a lot of games between now and the deadline, or even implying there's a lot of games left in the year. Like, I don't know, we're halfway there. Like, we're more than halfway home on the season. So I wouldn't necessarily look at it that way. But again, that was Breslow last night. We'll get back to the Bruins coming up at high noon. Pure Pucks with Scott McLaughlin of WEEI. We'll talk about the Bruins, their offseason, their start to free agency yesterday, and what looks like the roster now that they've made these moves. But beyond Breslow on the Nesson pregame show, Mego, I know you were a fan of the 1975 broadcast last night. You
like
that?
I didn't think I was going to like it, and I really liked it. I thought it was very cute. And I don't mean that in like a, oh, look, they tried. Like, I thought it was fun. That I like that they didn't do it the entire time. They kind of all of a sudden leaned into it. They changed the contrast on the actual video. But the star of the show was Jermai Webster.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. He got that old school microphone with the sunglasses and the shirt that he had on. He took it to a level where I was kind of annoyed that the rest of the broadcast, all due respect, didn't lean even further in. I know Lou and Dave O'Brien had their wide ties and like a little bit of old school 70s look.
Yeah.
But I needed then, when they would go to Jermai, it was so... It was so great. They needed to go back, and those guys needed to be in leisure suits. They needed to be wearing like hair pieces or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What was Kirk Gowdy's outfit back in the day? Like, I don't know. Did they have sideline reporters then?
They should have been smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, no, that
everybody
for sure.
Everybody should have been chain smoking on
for
the broadcast.
For sure. The broadcast needed that. Now, I actually, trust me, that's the kind of thing I want to hate going in. Like, I'm with
you. It was well done.
It was well done. And you're going to see more of it today.
So, wait, are they doing the theme again
yeah,
today?
Yeah, they're picking it up at least in the first game earlier today. If you don't have the opportunity to listen on WEEI, then yes, they're going to continue that on Nesson today. It's the kind of thing I wanted to hate, but I enjoyed. I actually enjoyed watching it last night.
What some people don't know about you is that you love a theme. I mean, if they followed you during the Four Nations contest, then like, they got a glimpse of it.
I like a costume and a theme. I do like that. That's true.
You love playing dress up.
This is true. I do. I am a fan of playing dress up. That's
so
true.
So it would have been tough for you to actually hate that broadcast.
No, but I'm with you. I like the filters. I like the very, like even the score bug and stuff they did.
Score bug annoyed me a little bit.
On the broadcast last night. You had one gripe, though. What should the Red Sox have worn last night?
Oh, the uniforms. Why didn't they do the throwback uniforms with the V-necks? And I think it had.
Billy, those are the ones you really like, right? Those red socks?
The white pullovers.
Yeah. Like, why? Yeah, they should have worn those. Why didn't they wear those?
I think it must have had to have been something, an MLB rule of you can't wear something that you're not selling in the pro shop, right? Because
they
have all their different uniforms that they cycle through, all the jerseys, and a huge part of it is the profit of introducing the special jersey. So everybody goes out and buys that jersey and has the special jersey. It seems like this is kind of like a one-off theme that Nesson did. And so the rest of the MLB is not doing something like this. So they can't just bring back the throwback jerseys for one game.
Yeah, I mean, decent theory, right? Maybe it's just, hey, we're going to bring these back for one game. It's not worth it financially, which is the way this ownership group thinks about it. So sure. But that would have been really pulling out all the stops.
It would have been really fun, especially if they didn't just try to like replicate the jerseys. They found old jerseys that from the 70s that had like tobacco stains on them.
A dirty, crusty one?
Yeah, and they had to trot out in those.
Would you need the Reds to wear theirs too? Was that part of the complexity?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's when you think about
Reds should have worn like their City Connect, and then the Red Sox wear their 75
throwbacks.
They have
one of the better City Connects.
Is it? What are those?
It's like all black.
Oh, yeah, those are nice.
Red trim.
And slimming.
Yeah.
Very flattering.
Maybe I'm just too young to understand, but why are we celebrating a team that lost the World Series?
Oh, don't be like that.
Well, that's fair.
It's one of the greatest World Series ever.
It's 50 years. It's a good round number, but they did lose, if you were unaware of that. Carlton Fisk waived his home run fair. Just forced a game 7.
We're celebrating something they lost?
Yes.
How dare they?
Correct. But no, I mean, 50-year, like... we celebrate that moment in 75 quite a bit.
Saved baseball for primetime.
I didn't really understand that logic, by the way.
They said baseball could not be played in primetime, only football.
But then they said it was the 8th highest rated World Series, and I'm like, I don't know. That confused me, honestly, while they were explaining that last night, but whatever. I'm okay on a round number like that, celebrating a team like that, even a team that didn't win. I wouldn't do it every single year, but on a round number like 50 years, I think that's okay.
I'm just thinking about what it's going to be like when they theme 2004. I don't want to age further.
Why? Yeah, what do you think the theme would be?
I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, will they trot out Britney Spears?
We all
something?
Wear Fred Durst red backwards hats. We all do that.
Will Ben Affleck and Matt Damon still be with us?
Yeah, probably. Well, in 50 years from 2004?
In 2054.
I'd say yes.
Will any of us be here?
Yeah, well, I'm the rich. The
don't
rich
go that
The
way.
Rich people like those two will still be
it's
here.
It's fine.
They'll
don't worry, everybody. Yeah. There'll be a drone show instead of fireworks. All these people are sending me videos of drone shows. Look at this drone show from Vegas. This drone show is pretty awesome. I guess, like, at what point are you just taking a step closer to a laser light show? You might as well just sit down in an amusement park and watch a laser light show.
Matt Damon will be 84.
Oh, yeah, he'll be here.
Will Ben Affleck?
Well, if he keeps ripping darts. What's wrong with a laser light show?
It's just not as cool as fireworks. You need the fire fireworks.
They're pretty sweet. Look, fireworks are overrated, but I would rather go to one than light them off in the backyard.
I think if you're enjoying these drone shows so much, you're just bowing down to the future of our overlords.
Look,
oh, I love your drones. Oh, drones, I love you.
Oh, when there are overlords, I'll try to ingratiate myself to that side for sure. I'll be
You'll
sucking
be
up to the new
overlords. You'll
be
performing for them.
Yeah, exactly.
The drones.
I will jump ship real quick.
Jones drones.
617-779-7937. You can discuss the Red Sox if you want, the Nesson broadcast as well last night. Fireworks, of course, all of it on the table here on Jones and Keefe. And when we come back, let's get back into the Bruins. It is Pure Pucks with Scott. That one's harder to say than Pure Hoops. Got to be careful with that.
Careful.
But Pure Pucks with Scott next.
Watch your profanity.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.